And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 9th of November, 2012. It's the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night in 1938 when German Nazis coordinated a nationwide attack on Jewish homes and businesses and synagogues. More than 1,000 synagogues were burned or destroyed, about 7,500 Jewish businesses looted, Jewish hospitals, homes, schools, cemeteries vandalized. Before that night, the Nazis had killed people secretly and individually. And after Kristallnacht, the Nazis felt free to persecute the Jews openly because they knew that nobody would stop them. It's the birthday of the poet Anne Sexton, born Newton, Massachusetts, 1928. She said of her childhood, "I was locked in my room until the age of 5. After that, at home or away from it, people seemed out of reach." She never went to college. She eloped when she was 19, became a housewife, had a nervous breakdown at the age of 28, tried to commit suicide, and her psychiatrist advised her to try writing poetry as therapy. She did, and the next year she took a poetry seminar with the poet Robert Lowell, who admired her work. And within a few years of having written her first poems, she had published in more than 40 magazines, The New Yorker, Harper's, and many others. For the rest of her life, Anne Sexton was in and out of mental hospitals, on and off psychiatric drugs. She said poetry was what kept her alive. She said, "My fans think I got well, but I didn't. I just became a poet." Her collection, Live or Die, won the Pulitzer Prize in 1966. She committed suicide in 1974. And it's the birthday of the astronomer Carl Sagan, Brooklyn, 1934, professor of astronomy at Cornell University, who at a time when most other astronomers were focusing on distant stars and other galaxies, Sagan focused his research on our own solar system. It was Carl Sagan who persuaded NASA to send the Viking and Voyager and Galileo planetary missions with cameras aboard to get close-up photographs of the outer planets and their moons. He was popular on television, appeared many times on Johnny Carson, and created the TV show Cosmos, the most popular scientific television program ever produced. Here's a poem for today by Thomas R. Smith, entitled Ode to the Vinyl Record. The needle lowers into the groove, and I'm home. It could be any record I've lived with and loved a long time, Springsteen or Rodrigo, Ray Charles or Emmylou Harris. Not only the music, but the whirlpool shimmering on the turntable, funneling blackly down into the ocean of the ear. Even the background pops and hisses, a worn record wraps the music in. Creaturely imperfections, so hospitable to our own. Since those first Beatles and Stones LPs plopped down spindles on record players, we opened like tiny suitcases at sweaty junior high parties while parents were out. How many nights I've pulled around my desires a vinyl record's cloak of flaws and found it a perfect fit. The crackling unclarity and turbulence of the country's lo-fi basement heart, madly spinning, making its big, dark sound. Ode to the Vinyl Record by Thomas R. Smith, from The Foot of the Rainbow, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the 3 most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.